This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Old Crow Medicine Show is a very musical group of guys who mostly sing about those the rest of us tend to overlook. Two band members, Ketch Secor and Critter Fuquay, spent significant time in Harrisonburg growing up. When they recently came back to play the Rockingham County Fair, Ketch and Critter were kind enough to talk with me about their time in the burg.
Well, it's 2013, and that means it's been about 21 years since Critter and I met in the 7th grade, and, what were we doing? Some kind of school play, right?
It was a history, 7th grade history class play of the Red Badge of Courage.
And you remember your parts?
I don't remember, but I died a gruesome death.
And died it well.
Yeah, it was the 7th grade, and we had a great teacher. He was the basketball coach, big, tall fellow. What was his name?
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, Mr. Smith. Yeah.
And what did you do?
In the play?
In the play.
I remember dying as well. I don't know how accurate it was to the book. I think we just wanted to die in front
in front of your friends. Okay, and here you are, 21 years later. Been on the road forever. I mean, really, how those kids look from 21 years later.
You know, I don't feel very different than I did in about the 8th grade, walking around downtown Harrisonburg, getting into trouble, going through alleys, and back when the old jail was downtown, going there at lunch hour to see the prisoners have their lunch with their families and playing basketball. You could see in. That was great. Boy, we used to climb underneath that, where Blacks runs under Spankies. Yeah. And, you know, such a colorful childhood growing up in the Valley. It's in everything that we do as musicians. We've drawn so heavily from our time growing up here because it was such a rich and inspiring childhood.
Because?
Well, because we were kind of set free to roam the streets of downtown Harrisonburg. You know, it was like there was some...
I'm sorry. Everything had moved out to the Valley Mall, so downtown was this, like, empty playground.
And you liked it that way?
Oh, loved it.
Yeah.
And what really anchored it for us was this wonderful place, the Little Grill, which was a restaurant, of course, but also was a homeless soup kitchen where we did dishes and served, you know.
You worked there.
Yeah, we all worked there. And that was quite a thing to get to. We all lined up to do dishes for Ron Copeland. I mean, because he assembled this cast of characters downtown that was just the most wonderful people. I mean, people that many of whom are not on this earth anymore. But they walked the streets of downtown Harrisonburg, and we were 13 years old, and they were just like kind of charmed to us.
Yeah, it was a real education to see Ron and his real humanitarianism, his real outreach to the community and feeding everyone. Everyone's invited. A lot of crazies, a lot of people that you'd see, and I remember a specific guy named Douglas who would he'd go away for a while and found out he'd go to the mental hospital, and he'd get back out, and we'd talk to him, and knowing his story, and the people that most kids our age didn't talk to or didn't want to talk to or parents shied them away from, we learned so much more about life than just music, but just how to live, you know?
And then on the weekends, we'd all go up to Lucy Sims' school, you know, and to the ball field, and we'd all play softball. Me and Critter and the St. Hours boys, and then this cast of oddities, you know, just, you know, the wildest and wiliest of Rockingham County, all duking it out there on the diamond.
Why do you think you guys wanted to hang out with these people that other people were taught to shun? Is that too strong a word?
Maybe. I don't know. Shun might be too strong a word. It's the population that doesn't mix with other populations. It's a homeless population. It's a poor population. It's a hard up population. But those people are beautiful as well. And You know, you oftentimes in a lot of communities, those two cultures don't mix. You know, and so I think Ron being young and being visionary and being such a big-hearted, you know, I go so far as to be, you know, Christ-like in his love for, you know, the downtrodden. And we were welcomed in too, and it was just like, I don't know, it was a great mix.
I hear the crying of the hungry in the deserts where they're wandering. Hear them crying out for heaven's own benevolence upon them. Hear destructive power prevailing. I hear fools falsely hailing to the crooked wits of tyrants when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all.
Sorry, you said this informed your music.
Well, how? Because we were playing this kind of folk music, we needed to capture an essence of who the folks were who make up this body of song. And so in addition to spending a lot of time at the Little Grill, it was also the L&S Diner, you know, for breakfast. You walk into the L&S Diner for breakfast, I don't even know if it's still there anymore,
but
we used to go down there and, you know, all the boys would be there with their daddies before they'd go out hunting, you know, all the camo and all the guns and everybody's trucks and the politics that were discussed around the counter and by the coffee urn or over by Jess's Quick Lunch, you know, where we would daydream about the waitresses and eat death dogs.
I actually dated a waitress there.
When we showed up here, my family moved here in 1986 from South Carolina. And in 1987, you could go downtown and there was a sidewalk preacher. And he would thump a Bible and he would stand up on a stool and he would preach hellfire. And then you could go over to the, I used to shine shoes down at Puffin Burgers now. And it was the year that Douglas Wilder was elected governor, you know, and this was big doings. We had a black governor. And that was something that was a real stretch of the imagination for a lot of people in downtown Harrisonburg to grapple with. And the conversation down around the barbershop and for some of the men whose shoes I shined was exciting to be a part of, to feel like the civil rights movement was happening right here in Virginia.
We're all in this thing together, walking the line between faith and fear. This life don't last forever. When you cry, I taste the salt in your tears.
I think the life you live is a hard life. Does it get old? How do you sustain this?
Well, it's a lot easier right now with some success, to be honest. I mean, we have a bus driver and a crew, and it's not like it was. If it was like it was, I don't know that we'd be doing it now, because it was hard for a long time. And unless you get to some sort of success that allows you some stability and some sanity in the way you travel, then I think a lot of bands don't stick around because of that. So it's not, you know, I showered yesterday and I ate breakfast and brushed my teeth and I got a good night's sleep. You know, it's you know, it's kind of an illusion now.
Ketch and Critter and the rest of the Altgrass band Old Crow Medicine Show have played at the Grand Ole Opry, a Prairie Home Companion, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, as well as the Rockingham County Fair.